Just been thinking this morning about the whole area of leadership and just how important a servant heart is in the life of a leader. And Jesus said that if anyone wants to be a leader, that he must be the servant of all. And I always think it's interesting that Jesus didn't have a go at anyone who had that desire, but he said if you're going to do it, then this is how you have to go about it. You don't lord it over people, you serve them, you pour your life out for them. And in 1 Kings chapter 12, there's the story of Rehoboam, who was Solomon's son, and Rehoboam comes to the throne, and the people come to him, and they say to him, your father made life pretty difficult for us, and if you lighten our load, we will serve you forever. And so Rehoboam sends him away, and he takes counsel with two different groups of people, with the old men and with the young men. And they both give him different answers, and that's a whole message in itself. But I think it's interesting what the old men, the men of experience, the men who've been around for a while, what they say to Rehoboam. And in 1 Kings chapter 12, verse 7, it says that they spoke to him, saying, if you will be a servant to this people this day, and will serve them, and will answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. So they basically say, Rehoboam, listen, if you pour your life out for these guys, if you serve them, if you make their load lighter, and you work to bring that about, then they will serve you. And I think that one of the worst traits that is evident in any leader is self-centeredness. The moment that we begin to think that it's all about us, and all about people just doing what we want to do and serving us and, you know, our vision and our life. And the moment that we start to think it's all about us, we bring division and we bring death, basically, to the leadership that we exercise. And all of us are called to be leaders. We may not have an official title, but every single one of us is called to be a person of influence in the relationships that we have. Every single one of us is called to be a leader in the home, in the workplace. We're all called to do what we can to bring the life and healing and power of God into those kind of situations. And one of the most powerful ways that we can do that is by being a servant, is by pouring our lives out so that others can be blessed. And it may look like weakness, but it's actually strength. And when people realize that you are pouring your life out for them, and you're not doing it kind of, you know, to get something, but actually out of love and respect for them, it is amazing how quickly they will rally to your cause.